Hello!
Hello!
If you'd like to listen to Running Commentary ad-free and get access to other exciting advantages...
And support us in our dotage.
Yes, subscribe to us on Acast Plus now.
Subscribe to the Plus and get the good stuff from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Is there anyone here who's it's first time to Ali Pali Park Run?
Yay! First time.
Good morning. We're doing good. Something a little bit different today, aren't
just
we?
Just a little bit different. Well, I was thinking this, because people might have seen last week, I remembered after we recorded that I was going to do Ali Pali Park Run this weekend, yeah. And I took Paul's tips. When's the last time you were here at Ali Pali for the Park Run?
Probably pre-pan.
Right, so it's a while back. Okay, so here's what we're doing. We're not at Parkrun, but we're on the ground at where Ali Pali Parkrun is. And I did it on Saturday, and we thought, well, we'll do it today.
Because we often come round there, don't we, for a little jog anyway. So
exactly. It's a cold,
it's really cold.
Windy. It's apparently 12 degrees, but the wind suggests otherwise. And they have different courses here, so it might have been different. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you said it was gnarly, and that's accurate.
Yes. Yeah. So there's times where it's a bit like cross country, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
As far as I remember. Yeah.
And it was actually really nice. It's a funny thing coming on Saturday morning because. Because it is local to us.
Yeah.
But I used my...
But we rarely go, do we?
My parkrun tourist experience.
Yeah.
So I had to... I cast my memories back to wherever, you know, Chester and Stafford and wherever else, Crosby and God, that's what you do. You turn up, you go to the first times briefing and...
Yeah, why not?
All that.
Why not? And you had fun, you enjoyed it.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Anyone... Any visitors today? Anyone from far away?
Yeah.
The one from furthest away?
Park.
Everyone was... It was very London, like there's people saying, Richmond!
Right, okay.
That's Richmond, London, not Yorkshire.
Sheen.
So the sort of winner, the person who was celebrated, was from Blackburn.
All right, okay.
So that was good.
Quite a distance, yeah.
I love the way I said Blackburn just then as well, like a Londoner. A place called Blackburn. So, and I enjoyed it a lot. But anyway... We'll talk about that. Well, we're starting slightly on the big road through the park.
Is this where it starts?
Is this where it starts?
Right, so it's quite a fast, flat start.
Yes, but immediately it starts flat and then just starts to incline slightly straight away, which Tim, who did the briefing, warned us well about that, so that was good. But so anyway, how are you? How was your weekend?
I'm not great, to be honest. I mean, it's just... Training fell off a cliff, sort of, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ended up not going for a run.
Right.
For many reasons. One reason was Bonnie is leaving to go travelling. She's setting off tomorrow.
Right.
And there's been various celebrations and things happening. And one of them was an impromptu party.
Yeah.
On Friday night.
Well, yeah.
With her and her mates that... caused a lot of kerfuffle with the neighbours.
It was at your house?
It was at,
as
you'd expect. Got the call
your
about...
Your neighbours like, we thought it was over, we thought they'd all moved out.
Got the call about 11:45.
Yeah.
Can I have some people around the house? I was driving back from a gig.
Yeah.
It's not great, Bon. How many? It's about 25.
What?
It's everyone there who I love. and I'm not going to see it. You know,
she
applied the emotional. You know, she's a master of the dark arts of emotional manipulation. I agree. Got home, no one was there. Thought I'd got away with it. 1:45, I texted her.
Yeah.
Saying, I assume it's not happening.
Yeah.
Seeming as it's so late and everything. Oh, we're just coming up the hill. So it didn't start till 1.
Right.
Finished at 3.
It was the after. So in a way, she did plan ahead.
Yeah.
She did let you know it was happening. Yeah, you know, it's good to do that stuff. But it's sort of like,
I managed to contain the noise in the kitchen while they're all there and not let them go outside and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's when kids leave.
Yeah.
It's when they leave.
They leave loud, they leave slow.
Because they leave loud and slow and they muster round the exit.
Nice use of muster.
So they're just shouting goodbyes for like 25 minutes. And the next door neighbour, she didn't even notice at all, actually.
Yeah.
So we got away with that.
Yeah.
But Jan did. Jan sent a heavily worded.
Who's Jan?
He's the guy who lives over the road. And he's a lovely guy, Jan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he,
God, it's windy, isn't it?
He sent a heavily worded complaint on the WhatsApp. Yeah. I assume there's a WhatsApp that we're not privy to.
Yeah.
I think the splinter WhatsApps.
View this slight incline, by the way. It's not so slight anymore. Do you know what I mean? If you set off at full pace,
yeah.
You're going to get to here. It's still more Highbury Field than the actual hill.
Yeah.
But you know, you could
start to feel it.
You could certainly be regretting a pace by this point, even on the first lap.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So
I assume there's. It felt like Jan was talking on behalf of a larger group of people.
It was a draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The problem is that it's Rudy's birthday on February the 16th.
Yeah.
He's never had a party.
Right.
It's all been Bonnie's mates, George's mates.
Yeah.
So he wants to have one there.
Yeah, he's not allowed.
But it feels...
It's one rule for them.
Yeah, totes.
Right, now.
But now he's aggressively bullish.
This is exciting. We go this way.
Oh, nice. This is a proper hill.
This is
where we... Have we done hill reps up here before?
Well, I think normally...
I've done hill reps up here.
Right, because when we come out of... you go across and straight up the side. This is a... There's various paths up the front of Ali Pali, dear.
Yeah, I mean, I have done hill reps up here on my own before. This is a steep mother.
This is a great climb in the park run because it's very short within the park run.
Yeah.
But it's a proper hill.
Yes.
There's no way... You can't address it without a gear change.
No, absolutely not.
Whatever that means, whatever it ends up being. And that made the actual...
Shorten the stride. Drive the arms.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, at a different level, it's very... You're running up the hill towards the kind of empty end of the dramatic, haunted-looking end of Alexandra Palace.
And then we're going right,
And then we go right here.
Yeah.
And... What's nice is, I don't know whether it's due to respectability or mud, but no one cuts that corner.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, it's not that kind of park run, Rob.
Well, you say that.
It's not that kind of thing. We don't
do it. What park run is that kind of thing? Why do people do it? Woo!
Well, we're already breathing, aren't
we? I think there's a tidiness, in all seriousness, there's a tidiness to more formal parks.
Right.
That makes cutting a corner feel very logical.
Right.
So when I save everyone a bit of bother by going this side of these bins and this tree. So you turn right and you head down this muddy bit. We'll come back
to that. Which is nice.
So that's just Friday. What are you going to do for Rudy?
Well, I don't know, because he's now quite bullish about having a party on his birthday. We're like, could we not have it in the Easter? Or
he's
like, well, it's my birthday, they always get put. So I'm stuck between a 21-year-old and the neighbourhood WhatsApp.
Yeah. I've got a...
It's just policing it when they leave. That's
two words, mate.
Go on, then.
Silent disco.
Silent disco.
You should book a silent disco
to
walk them all home.
Yeah.
So when they come out of the house,
no, that'll be, that's
they're all wearing headphones and they'll just...
That's not a bad idea. The problem is, Rudy's mates are more the sort of...
Criminals.
How can I put this? Yeah, sort of road men end of the spectrum. They're not necessarily as loud as Bonnie's mates, to be honest.
Yeah.
But they're quite...
Because of all the secrets.
Because...
Look at that.
Because they don't want to attract attention. but they are... They keep late hours, these guys.
Yeah. Ah! I got blown over then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, and that's the other thing, is you could ask them to stay until
maybe
about
just
10, half 10 the next morning.
Yeah, that could happen.
That could work.
Yeah, so it's and then last night, Julie and Harry and Scarlett came around for a little celebratory meal for Bonnie Levy, and that got very drinky. So you find me hungover.
You're back on
for the first time this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Tough times.
How long's she going? Where's she going? What's the story?
She's going to Kelowna in Canada because one of our relatives has had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a New Orleans, and then she plans to go to...
How's she getting to New Orleans? Because it can take a long time if she's walking to New Orleans. Yeah, yeah. Walking to New Orleans.
She's going there, then she's going to Mexico, and then just South America and God knows... She says anything.
Well, she goes to South America. South America! all the kids are dancing in the street. Laughing and singing and music swinging.
She's looking at 4 to 6 months.
Right. That really sounds like you're discussing a court case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
She's looking at 4 to 6 months if they find out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping she just meets a nice fella in Kelowna on the first stop and just settles down. That's my aim.
Aim feels
she's
strong.
Got a couple of dates lined up.
Yeah.
On the Kelowna Hinge circuit.
Yeah.
A couple of like outdoorsy types. I'm hoping that works out. And she just kiboshes the whole. I'm finding it quite stressful the other
day. Do you feel like
her travelling alone?
Is that what she...
She doesn't want that.
No. She doesn't want that.
She wants to go travelling. I must admit, I'm finding it quite stressful, the idea of her travelling on her own through South America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I know that the traveller circuit exists and she'll meet lots of other travellers.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still find it quite stressful.
Yeah, I hear that. A friend of ours is the daughter of a friend of ours, and she's off to, where did she just go? Singapore and then on to Australia.
Yeah.
And she's away for several months. She's going to Thailand, places like that. And also hasn't started. It's got a plan at the beginning and then it's not going to plan it. But
yeah.
She really is a very collected, sorted person.
Yeah.
So here's another good park run moment, right? When you this get to nice. Here, it's a three-lapper, as I've said.
Yeah.
When you get to this point, you can see the beginning.
Yes, that's nice.
It's not long, is it? And the good thing is that actually, when you think about it,
nice.
You're not at the end of the first lap. You're just getting a little, that's it, you've nearly done a lap.
Yeah, that is nice,
And even as I said that, the sun came out and it's warmed our backs. And
really nice.
It's nice.
Yeah. I know people who've done this. So this is the lap that you did?
Yeah.
So you didn't go, because sometimes I go... out and then left and then round the bottom and then zigzag up through these woods here. That's when it gets really
I think it's
cross-country.
This is what's known as the winter course.
Right.
So they're basically, if you don't, for those of us who don't, know Alexander Palace Park, it is a big flat. It's the front of the hill in front of the palace.
Yes.
And there's a road halfway up.
Yeah.
The Grand Old Duke of York's Road. Yeah. and then there's a path. There's a big road with cars on it at the top.
Yeah.
There's a path that we're on right now that goes between those two.
Yeah.
And then there's a path that covers the very bottom. That's the one we often come down, very muddy.
This feels nice.
Down and then zigzags up to where we meet when we meet here. So, it's a more... It's still in this park. It's still muddy. It's a lot of trail underfoot. There's a proper hill in it. But on the other hand, it's a simple and frankly quite pacey rectangle.
Because I know some quite pacey people who do this in like just over 19 minutes.
And
I assume that's a winter course, not the summer course.
Yeah, I think
because doesn't feel that slow, does it? You've got the
not at all.
You've got the sharpish.
It's all in that ascent,
but
really.
you've got this sort of long, slow. This is downhill a bit.
And actually, that's one of the stuff I wanted to tell you about is that how the climb and the trailie underfoot can be quite inspiring of pace.
Yeah, definitely.
I was thinking that time wise, I'd be comparing it with Hampstead Heath, but plot spoiler, it was a lot faster than I am.
A lot faster,
Heath. This is a corner. There's marshals
nice.
Here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This
Thank
is always
you, Marshall.
This is quite tight. Quite a lot of
metal
bits there.
Yeah. And to barge people into.
And there we go. We've already completed one lap. We're going to be...
And how are you feeling on the day, Rob, after one lap?
On the day?
On Saturday, how did you
Yeah, I felt good. I think the big moment on the first lap was that sense that of realising the lap was over quickly.
Yeah.
And also we tap into my theory
Which is pleasant, isn't it?
Yeah, just always
the idea
a nice
of a lap
surprise.
Being over quickly is very pleasant, yeah.
And I think that...
How many were competing? Racing, participating.
I think just under 300.
Right.
So I think that that's...
Quite a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, for a kind of reasonably well-attended city marathon, it's not huge, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, particularly this year so far, we've heard of 500, 600 up pushing out, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's certainly room for everyone.
Yeah.
And I think if you're visiting a park run, three laps is... It's
nice.
Really great. We've talked about it before. You get one to get used to the idea, one to
feel to
use your skills,
yeah,
and one to bring it home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bring it home, baby.
It home.
Bringing it home.
And it's a good atmosphere. You know, nice kind of community. People.
Yeah.
Birthday. Someone was 50. Someone was doing 100th. Nice. Someone else was doing something.
Yeah.
Specific. Nice combination of. You know, the classic parkrun thing of people who actually know each other and people just being convivial with each other, you know?
Yeah.
Which...
That's nice.
Full disclosure, no one's ever said hello to me at Hampstead Heath.
Have they not?
No, and I came here and, I mean, it wasn't the running commentary thing. I actually never think one of the marshals was someone either that we know or a fan of the show and said, oh, hi, Rob.
Yeah.
But in terms of... I chatted to... 2-3 different people at the start just because everyone's up for a chat, you know?
Yeah.
And dogs always start conversations, don't they?
Yes.
Not personally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My owner. Oh, hello. He's looking to get a good time today. Can I just lick your leg? This is the winter course. Yeah. I don't prefer the summer course because you can smell where all the dogs been around the bottom of the park.
That's my dog
that's
voice.
That's a great dog voice.
Do you know, that's reminded me anyway, it doesn't matter. So around this point, I was having a great time.
Yeah.
And I was going to say about lap theory. We've talked about this before. I think it's true. For me, it really connects to the finish line thing. I think the maps in our head, or maybe it's not for everyone, but I think it's not just me, that a lot of the ways we measure runs in our heads are quite simple programs.
One eternity later.
Definitely win the award of the most irritating person to do a podcast with this morning. I mean, I was half an hour late. It's just taking me 10 minutes to find a toilet facility.
I was going to say, it's hard to find cover in winter, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You had a bit of being a bit Bear Grylls down there.
Yeah, got a bit.
And you didn't want to bear your grills to any passers by.
Got a bit basic.
Did you have your mattock?
So sorry about that. It's just like hungover. God, just hungover, man.
Just hanging.
Hanging, just hanging, man.
Yeah.
Just hanging.
Well, you know, well, we should maybe, you know, see what happens in the next... I've heard that your house is going to be Party Central over the next few weeks.
Oh,
so
God,
if you are going to...
The WhatsApp group's going to go crazy.
We can always go back to recording on Tuesdays, Paul.
Well, nah.
Because we did commit to recording
like
on Mondays
but
in the new year, and we've done it. We've
and I like
it.
I do, yes, to be honest, I like
but
it.
But you have been half an hour late for 50% of the record so far this year.
No, you're right. You're right.
I mean, as it starts to get
warmer... Point taken.
There's less risk to my organs of full shutdown.
No.
In that last few minutes before the record.
I also...
people listening to podcasts and hearing you saying, oh, this happened last week, and me going, oh, yeah, tell me more.
Rob gets me in a headlock and runs me into a tree.
Just
no
fun.
Problem.
We just
you just
been
late. Yeah. Tell it when you fancy. I also had a very late night on Saturday.
I bet
it just
I
leaves you tired out, doesn't it?
I bet I had a later night than you on Saturday.
Yeah, you probably did. I got to bed about 2.
Yeah.
But it's what time did you get to bed?
Oh, 4:30.
Wow.
Oh,
that is late.
I drove to Darlington and back on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You went there and back.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
That's a 500-mile round trip for a gig.
To Darlington and back.
You've got to have a really nice gig to make that worthwhile, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. You drove all the way to Darlow and then you drove back again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was a lovely gig. But in the meantime...
That's mental, mate.
Just a little bit of the old... What a wind. The old parkrun... report. So we're in lap 2, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm experiencing this little climb for the second time.
Yeah.
Things shaken down.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. It's going to not... It's not going to hurt, but you're going to feel it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know it. Yeah. And I feel, and it was a nice lens on my kind of imposter syndrome here, because I'm thinking everyone around me does this parkrun all the time.
Yeah.
That hill around the corner.
Yeah.
Means nothing to them.
Yeah.
And I always set off too fast, so they're definitely...
there was a bit of...
they're definitely going to be... By the end, they'll be a mile ahead of me.
There was a bit of correction going on.
And also, and this is true, and it's more complicated, I know that I'm strong enough for hills, but I also know that I'm slow on the way up, because I'm heavy.
Yeah.
I've got slow uphill, and I've got fast downhill.
Yeah, you want to get yourself a stair lift.
Yeah,
the hills.
That would work well. But a fast one, like a Gremlins.
Yeah. Unorthodox, but effective. What are you doing, Mr. Doing? Oh, just setting up a stair lift for the hills.
So what
problem
happened around this point, lap two, so we're not quite halfway, but we're heading for halfway.
Yeah.
It wasn't like when you get into a race with someone, I was just sort of noting who was around me.
Yeah.
And also absolutely changing down at this point as you go into the climb. And I realised that I was overtaken. I overtook people on the climb. Wow. I was going slow. I was being really careful to go slow, but I was going at the speed that I could.
Some people had
managed.
Set off even faster.
Yeah, and then I also noticed, getting there for the second time, that this turn off onto the trailie bit was actually, I don't know, I almost feel like the climb was making me do it faster. Rather than, you know how we often talk about the thing with running is getting to the top of the climb and running on.
Yeah.
Even getting to the top of the climb and running on, even though you're still sort of going uphill.
Yeah.
You come around here and you're going slightly downhill.
Yeah.
And it's just like the climb wound you up.
Yeah.
And you're like, whee!
And then you're off. Yeah.
And there's a real pace there. And again, I'm saying this is the second time, so I wasn't...
And it's
creating
nice.
That narrative, I was observing it, you know?
Yeah, and it's nice and soft underfoot, so you can let go a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt.
And the other thing, which I noticed on the first lap, because by the second lap, everyone's strung out and they're where they're going to be.
Yeah.
I found that surprisingly, it's quite challenging along here, because it's slippery and muddy and there's a bit of a camber, that I didn't... It's really hard to be behind someone.
Right.
Because you can't see what's coming up.
Yeah.
So it all gets a bit single file. So I wasn't trying to go really fast on that one.
The only option was to overtake everybody.
Well, I have to say, when I left a bit of space, it was like driving on the motorway.
Right.
Someone would just get in it.
Right.
I was like, no, I still can't see. And of course, this is all within the... I wasn't like, oh, I must suddenly change up to overtake. It's like I'm sort of going the same speed as this person in front of me. Overtake or not, you know, slow down or come round, you know. Anyway, I found coming round much easier in terms of fear of falling over. So both those things meant the hill and the trailie underfoot meant that real momentum on this bit. And as we said earlier on, that sensor... This is going to slow, slightly traily park run.
Yeah.
Kind of going out the window at this point.
Yeah.
There's a couple of people who I'd absolutely mark down as people to spend half a K with at the beginning before they disappeared off towards the horizon.
They started coming back.
Who I now was in front of.
Right.
Nice. So, and enjoying it, you know. So there you go. That's my lap two. We're in at lap two on the thing. So,
it's going to... Tell me about the gig in Darwin.
It's absolutely great.
Good for you.
So that was really nice.
That's good. That sort of fills you up for the journey, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Although and it might start to dissipate.
On the way back, I said to my wife, I'm not going to be silly. It's a long way.
Yeah.
And I got quite tired. I stopped. I thought, I could sleep. I could sleep in the car. I had like a nap. And I'm like, I can't sleep here because you can't sleep. It's not comfortable. It's cold.
Yeah.
Someone's going to come and knock on the window. You know, all this stuff. So I thought, well, I'll get a hotel. And I found that I was 5 minutes away from a Travelodge.
Right.
And they had rooms. And the internet said that the rooms were really quite cheap.
Right.
I thought, well, I'll go and sleep there and drive home in the morning.
Right.
There was a part of me that didn't want to do that because it meant that when I woke up, I was still 3.5 hours away from my house. You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, I did it. I went to the Travelodge.
Yeah.
Sure enough, there was a nice lady there.
Yeah.
It was, they had rooms.
Yeah.
She couldn't book me in because they can't book you until the next night. And he's like, oh, we could ask the manager, but they're not here.
What?
So I'm like, well, I can't really...
Do you know
really.
What? That really winds me up, mate.
Yeah, I can imagine you.
I mean, but...
No, my wife said she
what's
just,
their job?
You know she could have just checked you in. You could have paid in the morning. Could sort out in the morning. She could have just given you a hotel room for free.
Yeah.
She obviously trusted me. She wasn't going, oh, your criminal's going to move in here forever.
Yeah.
It was.
But she underestimated your capacity for violence.
Well, she was lucky how sleepy I was.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, probably not her fault, whatever, but it's just one of those.
Yeah.
Come on, mate.
Inefficient.
Give us a bit of leeway.
Yeah. And a little bit just of sleep way.
Yeah, just do the thing that you are.
Yeah, yeah, that's
to provide
right.
comfort and shelter.
Yeah. Yeah, I was cold. I was naked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were
yeah,
you
yeah,
there? Yeah, yeah. Were you there?
I was there, but unfortunately the manager wasn't.
Morning, Magpie, morning, Magpie. And the creed and the colour and the name don't matter. Were you there?
As you said, I am here. It's the manager you need to speak to, currently unavailable.
Jumping back to the runner's briefing, because we can see the beginning again. The guy said, there's a really sort of muddy, quicksandy bit up on the path, yeah. but they've recently filled it in. And sure enough, that's what we're about to get to now. In fact, I'll get a picture of it. If you run across this stony bit here,
yeah.
you can feel it's quite spongy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can see why they did that.
Right.
But the funny thing about that was that when the guy, he was just there, the guy was telling us about it, he pointed up and he had book-deviled the guy on the slope. There was a guy coming down the slope to start, who fell over,
right.
slid all the way down the slope on his ass.
Hilarity ensued.
The book devil, that's what my mum's theory is when you're on a walk in the country.
Mm.
It's the mean spirit in the walk book in your hand.
Oh, right.
And when you can walk for like... You can see some people coming the other way for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then as you get to them, you say, hello.
Yeah.
And as you say hello, you go, ooh. That's the book devil, apparently. So falling over when someone's looking at
you. Yeah.
And brilliant for the guy today. He says, it's quite muddy up there. And we all looked around and the guy fell over and slid down. He slid far enough to have kind of collected up a panel of mud
nice.
On his bum that he could then peel off like a boot scraper.
Nice.
Really good.
But the gig was nice in Dallas.
Oh, it's great. I want to tell you about these gigs. Because I also had a gig in Southend on Friday.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite so...
so nice.
Well, it didn't seem like it was going to be as optimal, but it was actually really lovely. So that was good. And I got a lift to that one. Because I would have got trains to both, but it was a train strikes weekend.
Right.
Here's a good one for the ego.
Yeah.
Hairpin bends.
Yeah.
Do make you feel like you're going fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I can't. I'm terrible at cornering. So even by the second time, I'm coming to here.
Yeah.
Going down to this gap here. And I still have to go... all the way towards this side.
Right, you don't... You
so it's like I'm running towards... That's just me.
You can't take them in a narrow fashion.
Yeah, and I just haven't... It's not that I'm running as fast as a motorbike. I just haven't got the...
Yeah.
I haven't got the legs for it. I would trip over my feet. I can't do a sharp turn. I suppose you can kind of stop and turn, but isn't that kind of hairpin, is it? It's
kind
all
of,
there. It's like skiing.
It feels quite wasteful of energy as well, doesn't it, to accelerate in and out.
So, Southend was actually lovely, but I tell you what. You know you were saying about... our friend and colleague who didn't trust your ways.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got a lift to the gig on Friday, and I need to run the risk that our friend and colleague, different person, doesn't hear this because they are a bad driver.
They are what?
A bad driver.
Really?
Oh.
Right.
That was a long journey.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't overly dangerous because of how slow we went.
Right.
Generally, 70% of the speed limit.
Yeah.
So 50 on the motorway, 14 in the 20.
Right. Oh, my.
But also, as soon as there's any distraction at all, let alone any kind of junction or questions coming up, slowing almost to nothing.
Yeah, stop, turn the engine off, assume the crash.
Often in the middle of like a big roundabout with with traffic lights that are green.
Right, yeah.
You know, basically we'll park here while we work out what lane we're in.
I'd find that irritating.
And I, in an absolute reversal of what you were saying last time, I found myself acting as translator for the sat-nav.
Right.
Saying what it means is...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's, you know, just basically passing the information from the sat-nav to the driver. And they were like, oh, it's so good to have someone here. It's really difficult when you're on your own. I'm like...
I bet it is.
That isn't... That that's not a good sign.
No. No, it's
not. Anyway, so got to the gig and it was all in good part. It was all quite friendly. I didn't mind stepping into that rather more involved role. And we had time and everything. But in the long term, it's quite tiring. I was exhausted from the drive when I got to the gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, just as we were leaving, we parked in the car park dotted with a few cars. And we reversed round. And they said, is there anything behind us? I don't think so. But they don't provide mirrors in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
We crashed into a car behind us.
Oh, God.
Just loose and slow reverse.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Boof, full on into the side of another car.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I mean, it's slow. There's a bumper. But still. And and then after that, it was always, hope everything's okay. I think the car's fine. Me sort of saying, let's just get back and see. And thinking, am I just trying to get home?
Yeah.
A big part of me was. But, pretty intense.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
In a way, that journey was more tiring than my own solo 500-mile round trip to Darlington.
Yeah. I had a funny one on Saturday. I did a...
Where were you?
Well, I did a gig in Nuneaton, which is lovely. Then I drove to Bolsall Common to do a charity gig.
Oh, yeah.
Got there. We didn't realise what the charity was. It was for parents of... It was people whose kids had... died in childbirth. So it's quite a heavy one. And the first guy...
Really nice idea to do comedy, but quite a tightrope walk.
Yeah. The first guy was on, knew what the charity was, and started off with this bit about how he just had a kid, but he didn't really want one.
Oh. Strange, that's awful.
Strange decision.
Yeah, yeah.
Insensitive, weird.
Well, there's this inertia, isn't there?
Could he not? Was he just so stuck in his set?
Exactly. There's this comedy thing, this sense that you see the comedians do this, that they, rather than reset for the occasion, they kind of just think, well, I'll just do it and it'll be fine. And a lot of times, that's not true. But there are times when it really isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
You're making me think of when I did Camp Bestival.
Yeah.
And it said that, there's signs, advisory signs, saying no under 15s.
Yeah.
And the promoter is like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's cool.
It doesn't matter.
Do what you like. Yeah. But the tent, it's full of kids.
Yes.
And this guy... He just did his stuff, which was about
just swear
heavy drug taking, prostitutes.
Yeah.
No, I mean, not relatable to a massive percentage of any audience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The adults find it too much.
Yeah, it's full on stuff. It was properly full on stuff for adults and designed to work in that way.
Yeah.
And the same thing, he's like, he just did it. And the reason I mention it is just, you think, what was your decision making process here?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you must have had something else you could have said.
Well, a lot of my new stuff coming through now is about the kids.
Yeah.
And I just dropped it all.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And the promoter's like, I'm sure you can sort it. It's like, why make anyone feel bad?
Yeah, that's right.
Just like, I know my kids are older now, but it'll just remind them of what they didn't have.
Yeah, and I think also...
I'm not prepared to do that.
No, and I think there's a sense of, there's a kind of slightly... ill-judged sense of bullishness. Promoters and other comedians will say, it's fine. And it's the same sometimes, talking of kids, sometimes there'll be a child in an audience.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got talked into a venue that was supposed to be an adult venue.
Yeah.
And you always say, the promoter will say there's a 12-year-old in.
But don't matter, parents they knew the rules. Yeah.
They don't care, they're okay. Yeah. It's like they're making everyone around them uncomfortable.
Yes,
The audience...
Well, the promoter was like, they knew it was a comedy gig, so...
Last time up the hill.
But it's like, just because they know it's a comedy gig doesn't mean that they want to be upset.
Or forget everything that's happened in their lives.
It's just like, let's try and give them the best evening possible.
And that
involves not talk about the thing that's caused them most pain.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's not like...
And luckily I was able to do that because I had enough material. I mean, some guys might not be able to do that, but...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just play around, just improvise, just...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was, and it ended up being a nice gig, but it's just one I found out literally 10 minutes before I was going to go on. It's a bit of a key change. You know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Everything's different.
No, and I think charity gigs. I think we both had quite a lot of experience in this kind of thing, and what am I trying to say? It's a puzzle worth solving.
Yes.
People want to do the gigs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And sometimes it's just a little bit fun. You can raise some money. And it really depends because sometimes the people in the crowd, they just want to be charitable. They haven't been had their lives overly touched by whatever you're raising money for.
Yes.
Other times, it's them and it's for them.
Yes.
And the best ones combine both those things.
Yeah.
So you have, it's a little bit like Laura's play in terms of how it's about running. That it can really speak to a runner and really speak to somebody who hadn't even considered running, just came for a night out.
Yeah, I mean, this was actually a lot of them were volunteers for the charity as well. I mean, it's just like, let's not inflict pain on volunteers.
No, that's right.
And equally, good faith, you know.
And everyone wants to have a good time.
Yeah, they want to have a good
time. That's what it comes down to. We're not being, what's the word?
It's not censorship.
Ginger or censorship. Yeah, it's about what's going to lead to everyone having a fun evening.
They'll laugh at other stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it was just one of those examples of how gigs can be not what you think they're going to be.
Well, mine was absolutely, it really was gorgeous. It's a venue I've done a lot of times. And a promoter who's, just runs really nice gigs.
Nice.
But I haven't done this gig in, it's a music venue in Darlington that I haven't done for a few years.
I think I might have played that gig.
It's actually called The Forum.
Yeah, I think I've done that gig.
And I mean, when I
it's
got
there.
It's
a nice gig, isn't it?
And I knew it was going to be nice as well. Like, first of all, I thought it's a music venue, and I've really, that's the kind of vibe in my set at the moment, is I'm being probably more honest than ever before.
Be more musical.
About how I mean, it's always been in my set.
Yeah.
But just growing up, me is sort of leaning into it, you know? That sense of I wanted to be a rock star, and here we are.
Yeah.
You know, so the venue just teed that up beautifully.
Yeah, nice.
And then when I got there, it's a nice room, so I know I'm going to sound good as well. And unlike that one where they couldn't do it at all, you know?
Yeah.
And the sound guy was there, so sound check. He said, I've got to put these chairs up. I mean, the extra chairs, they've sold too many tickets. And he was a bit worried. And I'm like, so we're sold out.
Yeah.
You know, to the rafters.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And and there's people in, you know, mainly just people out for a good time, but there were some daring fans.
Yeah.
You know, it just felt like, and that nice thing you get when you go out on the, sometimes out on the circuit, which you would never get at even London's most beautiful gigs, is people who saw you, you know, years ago.
Yes,
and just come back and say, oh, great, nice to see you again. You know, time has passed, as it were.
No, that's great.
And it was like a real gift. It was absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
It's just what I needed. It made me want all my gigs to be tour shows.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, the realistic other side of that is that they would be very small shows.
Was it a tour show, then?
No. Right. It just felt like a tour show does and could, you know.
It feels healthy times for the circuit at the moment. Virtually every promoter I'm chatting to says, oh, we could have sold 40, 50 more tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
It just feels like just rooms are selling out.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And then, another example of how gigs can change. I did a civil service gig on a Wednesday.
Wait, hold that story.
For Dave Walt.
I noticed we're naming Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, Dave booked me in for the civil service. Dave Full. Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi.
Hello, mate.
Oh, Jack,
if you could just do 25, mate.
So, yeah, and you say how gigs have changed. I've done that gig.
Yeah, and
it's quite an unusual gig.
It used to be, I used to really not like it. In fact, it's a gig, historically, I've sort of pulled a few times.
During the set.
Yeah, well, I've decided to cancel this gig.
I'm going.
Paul, come back. You can't do that in the middle of the set.
No refunds.
Because it was
just gone. But we got him on, and then he left.
Do 8, mate. Do 6. I think, bye.
And then because it used to be the stage was too high.
Yeah.
And they're all really weird. Now there's no stage, so you're on the floor with them.
Yep.
And it's suddenly just, not literally on the floor.
Yeah, rolling around.
Just rolling around. It's literally just a really playful, fun gig. Michael Legg was comparing, who's hilarious.
Yeah.
And it was just...
and playful, nice.
Yeah, very playful himself.
I've done
and
a quiz.
And it was just an absolute joy. You know.
I ran their quiz and included music rounds.
Right, nice.
It was great fun.
Yeah.
They supplied a lot of lager. I don't remember the... Towards the end of the night, I don't remember as much.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great.
See, that's just funny how gigs can change, isn't it?
Back to Parkrun Report, right? So now we're coming in. We're nearly there now, and I can see the finish line.
Yeah, so
I've got to go around the corner.
The finish is
good, yeah. And I realised that having done the hill for the last time, come down here, that thing I've observed about this pit feeling fast was abided, and I knew my pace was steady.
Yeah.
And none of those people I initially thought were going to be streaming off in front of me. I'm in front of all of them, not with them at all, really.
Right.
And then I thought, well, what's great is once I get around that hairpin, if I can get around it without falling over or just running slap bang into a gate, it's a short, slight downhill to the finish. Incredible gift.
Yeah, totally.
For a finish.
It's quite a swift little finish, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So I was building up for that. I kind of said it too soon because I want to get a picture of the old hairpin.
Yeah, so did you take the hairpin a bit more acute your last time? Did you give it full beans?
I never slowed down. I just always tried to run as a softer curve as possible within the space. So it's kind of ridiculous. In fact, I'll show you exactly what I did right now. I'll take a photo. This is me coming around the corner.
He's off. He's left me. He's sprinting off. He's going really fast.
Keeping left.
Right round.
Aims for the gap.
Right.
Down the curb.
Nice.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Comic correction at the bottom there.
There looks like there is enough room for that not to be the case.
Yeah, you'd have thought.
Yeah, but not for me.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of other people. Lots of people in front of me going much faster.
Yeah.
Who would just come around
just
the corner.
Just managed to do it.
Look at me. I just haven't got the... It's just how the machine is built.
Yeah.
You know, and the same... It's much more of a... you know, it's like some people like a little Nissan Micra.
You're a station wagon.
Yeah, or a cross-channel ferry.
Yeah. And then this is the...
So, yeah,
I mean,
here,
now you're really legging it. I mean, this is a nice flat, fast flat.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't fully push it. If I think about it now,
right.
I didn't try and engage Tom Cruise positioning.
Right.
But I held and pushed.
Yeah.
I was running at
You didn't go
a good
full
speed.
Turbo.
I think maybe before I'd even made the decision, two guys... One older, but definitely come through a lot.
Yeah.
One younger and very fit looking. Came past me.
Right.
A classic. If
one
you can run that
side.
Fast, why weren't you running that fast all the time?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think so. And I still maintain that. I think some people who are planning for a finish, keeping something for a finish.
If you've got that much
left. I mean, if you can push a little bit, but it was more like this. You know, you're me going as fast as you can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like that. Just disappearing.
So, yeah, if you've got that much left in the tank, we've got a problem.
Obviously, it's a win for them. They're having a great race.
Yeah.
They've got loads of power. And also, they're very much playing this circuit. But maybe just... There's a possible negative there, isn't it? Because you're basically planning for it.
Yeah.
So the finish line's here.
Yeah.
By the funnel.
Come off the main drag,
Come through the funnel there. And, you know, all the things lining up. Not getting out of order. But it's course quite strung out anyway. And I got my token... And that's when I'm thinking, well, I should have gone a bit harder then, because there was a rash of guys going, oh, just here. And I thought, I'm fine. And I put my headphones away, went over and saw there was a guy, they were putting the barcodes into flower pots.
Yeah.
And the guy's dog knocked them all over. It's like, dog's not coming next week. Sorry about that. Putting them all back. Anyway, got my thing scanned, got my barcode scanned, popped the barcode in the pot. Went over there, got some photos, chatted to another couple of people,
nice.
And then headed home. I was running slowly back down to Wood Green.
cut off at Anna. I thought I should put my music back on. No headphones.
Uh-oh.
I mean, the good news is that my headphones were not ultimately completely lost.
Right.
The bad news is I believe that I dropped them in with my barcode. So thank you, Marshalls. I must have looked like quite
classic,
the idiot.
Classic, and I just, absent-minded.
Yeah, the great thing is I wasn't affected by the run at all. There's nothing. I'm not feeling strange in the slightest.
I woke up completely naked in the field.
Just properly threw my headphones into a pot. Yeah. Why did I take my shorts off? I'm not even tired, actually. And then, and sure enough, I must have been amidst the driving as well in the late nights, because I then went to Sainsbury's on the way home, and I was just in there, or like, yeah, I was on the way home. And I was in there going, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what you need. I don't know what I'm supposed to get. So there you go. That's the, I really like that park run.
Yeah, it's good. We'll do it together. You know, one thing that slightly annoys me is the lack of Kazi.
Yeah, that's right.
Obviously, there's a lot of cover for the.
Yeah, and we have different attitudes. I always have to plan for that.
Yeah,
and basically, if I get in trouble, then I have to abandon the park run.
Right,
but that's only happened that one time. Yeah, in Brighton, so it was like I was never mind a book devil. It's like I was being hijacked by the spirit of Zoe Lyons.
Yeah.
It's great as well.
It's a lovely park.
It's a good little training run. So
yeah.
So we'll do this. Actually, what we should do, next time we're free, we'll record a bonus episode.
Yes.
We'll come and do it. And then subscribe. It's fans of the show.
Fans of the show,
can hear that extra. So there's loads of bonus episodes now.
Yeah.
And we are trying to normalise subscribing to Running Commentary.
Making it normal. Like a thing that you'd just normally do.
And then you can hear whatever's next. I mean... I don't know. Where am I going to be? I think I might be parkrunning in Bristol this weekend.
Oh, that'd be nice.
But I'll do that online so we can find out. Because even now, I don't know where I'm going
to
be, Paul.
Well, you've got to do every parkrun now for the end of the rest of the year.
To the end of time.
Yeah.
But.
And I've got to get back into my training after this dreadful end of... My house just can't do booze. It's like everyone drank on Friday.
Yeah.
George left on Saturday to go back to South Africa, Love Island, left his work phone in the car.
Oh.
Just loads of mad stuff happened.
Yeah.
We're just not very good at it.
Yeah.
But we persist in doing it. Yeah. And one day we'll get it right.
And the thing is, it feels good in terms of running stuff. It feels good when you don't drink.
Oh, of course. Feels so much better. I feel rubbish today.
Shout out to Helen Thorne.
Stupid.
Our friend and scummy mummy Helen Thorne.
Yeah.
You got parkrun PB, I think. The weekend, is that accurate? And what was the time? Yes, she did Dulwich Parkrun. It was her first ever sub 25.
Oh, nice.
In
24:37. Oh, wow.
And separately, stalking her and reading all her posts, I think that was on the same day as her dad's birthday.
Right.
Happy birthday, Helen's
Happy
dad.
Birthday. Yeah.
And she hasn't had, I didn't know she smoked, that she smokes much, but she hasn't had a drink or smoked in 5 weeks.
Oh,
she was like us. She was saying, it's irritating how good you feel on it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll never give up smoking. I mean, I just like it too much.
Yeah, I mean, that's
why. Fancy fag now.
Sorry I made you go up do that steep hill when you were having your morning cigar.
My morning snout. Ra calls it. Do you fancy a snout? A shoddy visit. And also, Nicola Cartledge got a PB this weekend, didn't she? We'll do it properly when we do it.
No, I've got
it. Oh, we've got it. Okay,
I've got a couple. We've certainly got some stuff to celebrate. Yeah, Nicola Cartledge, classic. The thing about the parkrun conversation, and I offer this completely objectively, because let it be established that me and Paul, in our Luddite way, are like, who did the parkrun for the day before he got an event? Yeah. And Nicola did the parkrun
the day
on
before
Saturday.
The event. Yeah.
But the thing is, she was planning to not run hard, but she got caught up in the moment and did 21:55, which I don't think is a PB, but it's a good, really good time for her.
Yeah. So.
But that's really interesting. The key thing to note for us is that...
You shouldn't do a parkrun the day before the race.
No, that is already the thing we would say, is that she was going to go slow, but then she went fast. The thing is, that accident can only happen if you go to parkrun.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yes.
But then she went out and did a 10K the next day and got a PB. Got a PB.
But she was saying she got a PB of...
43:57.
Well done.
And Suze, we don't know what PB Suze got, but she got a PB too, so go Suze.
Go Suze. Well... But didn't Nicola claim that wasn't a goal race or something? She didn't know that she was going to get a PB at the
10K. She wasn't going for it. Do you know what I mean? It was just like a sort of race sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she's basically been mugged by her own fitness this weekend twice.
Yeah, that's right. But it's so important, isn't it? You have to call the cops. You have to. Who was it the other day? It was my new friend Dave who got a Parkrun PB when he wasn't thinking about it at all, training for marathons.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing is, it's the other side of the coin. If you plan for it, if you say this is going to happen on this day,
it sometimes doesn't.
You are planning for disaster, you know, it's because there's too many variables.
Yeah, it's nice to. It's a wonderful feeling to get surprised by your own fitness.
Yeah, and maybe would you say that this is scalar in terms of distance? That your one is fairly, it's quite reasonable to aim to do your best marathon time at a specific marathon. But a parkrun PB
is
something that can totally sneak up on
Absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, totally.
And of course, that was a 10K, but that's where it is, isn't it? You're probably thinking, oh, 10K, it's a big day, it's a big event.
Yeah.
If parkrun fit, you know, there it is. I think that's the other kind of specific. Oh, Emily Jane Cromer did the Dark Star River Marathon.
All right, nice.
And didn't mention the time, and I don't think it's an unusual distance. It's 28 miles.
Right.
So I assume it is a PB. It doesn't matter. The key thing we're celebrating here is that she was the second woman.
Oh, well done.
It's very impressive.
Fantastic. Well done.
And I think we're seeing Emily at a York Marathon.
Brilliant, yes.
She was saying where to book accommodation, and I was like, oh my God, I need to sort that out.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll DM her my room number.
Yeah, other things. I'd like to apologise to Emily and all our listeners. Get back in the woods.
Fancy a fag before race. No problem. Here I'll be having a snout pre-race.
Pre-race, post-race, and at 7:14 and 21 mile. I reckon I can get some free again this year.
Rothmans. They're going to give it out Rothmans at 14 mile point.
Do you remember when they used to give out free cigarettes at the Edinburgh Festival? Oh, the 20th century. What a place it was. What a thing it was in that dawn to be alive. Days. They'd give away free cigarettes and they would be being given away by very beautiful women.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the whole thing. It's
power
more
of suggestion.
It's more like Vegas in the 50s than Edinburgh in the 90s. And God, I miss it. I do.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. What else have I got written on this bit of paper? Emma, just talking about the person from Blackburn going to this parkrun. Emma did the parkrun in Singapore at the weekend.
Oh, nice. Fantastic. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And that's it. That was just
all over the world.
All over the world. Nice. So here's to people going around the world having adventures. You know, Bonnie's going to be all right.
Yeah, let's hope so, man. Let's hope so. I hope she might find a fella in Kelowna. Just not bother. Well, last time she went travelling, when she returned, she said, and I quote, "I never want to go travelling again." That was what she said when I greeted her at the airport.
Yeah.
I never want to leave home again.
Well, that's what I said after my first marathon.
Yeah.
And how never say never.
Oh,
I didn't press play again when we started running
it
again.
Matter. It's all right. It's fine.
I'm measuring all my miles. I'm going to do my mileage on the week.
They still happened. The miles still
happened. That's because you were in the woods there grilling it, bearing your grills for
every
all
day,
to see.
Every day I'm hustling, hustling.
And also my cold, cold hands from the waiting. Oh,
only half
so
an hour.
So cold.
He'll be here soon. What are you waiting for?
New version of the little match girl, the little podcast presenter.
here he comes.
Hi, Rob. Sorry I'm late. Rob? Rob?
Rob.
No! Call an ambulance! Rob!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Acast Plus now for ad-free listening and more.
Happy running. Love you.
Kiss, kiss.